This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the morning run with Xiao Ning and Chuang. Now we've got some corporate news lined up for you, but before we get into that, let's take a quick look at Bursa Malaysia. How's it doing, Chuang?
Well, the KLCI is down by 0.4% to 1577. But the glove guys are going gangbusters.
Again.
Like there's no tomorrow. They're partying like it's no tomorrow. Supermax, Top Glove, Kosan, Hataleka, Comfort Glove, all five in the top five of the most traded by way of value. Already at this point in time, 21 minutes into the trading day, 125 million ringgit being traded worth of shares in Supermax. They've been rated a new buy at UOB Kay Hian and already overshooting the target price of, I think, 1240. That's right. Top Glove, Hataleka was also raised to a buy at JF Apex. Target price 1880, very fortuitous. And Hataleka right now trading at 1662, so also very fortuitous.
Well, this is not unsurprising because there's news coming out of US and this is reported in the Washington Post where there's apparently a shortage of PPE in America. So definitely it's going to be seeing a little uptick in terms of average selling prices for gloves. So hence, that's why you see a bit of a rally this morning. But as we know, the KLCI has done relatively well compared to other regional markets, still not recovering all the losses that on a year-to-date basis, but still done exceptionally well. Of course, this has posed challenges to fund managers, as the sharp recovery has also meant that markets this year are super volatile. So decisions over strategic asset allocation become more important to generate that required returns demanded by clients in this very competitive industry. So for more on this, we have on the line Francis Ng, Chief Investment Officer at UOB Asset Management. Now, Francis, first question. The FBM KLCI has recovered from the lows we saw in March. Now, is this V-shaped recovery sustainable in the first place?
Good morning. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to talk about markets. I think in order for us to answer that question, you need to understand the factors that have driven the stock market recovery that we have seen in the last couple of months. And we think that the major factor has been unprecedented fiscal and monetary policies by many governments in the world to mitigate the economic fallout from COVID-19. Yeah. So we think that these policies will continue. In fact, some countries could even try to do more. So with these policies in place, we think that it will continue to be supportive of markets. The only thing that we will add to that is that after the sharp recovery that we have seen in the last couple of months, we think that gains in the coming months could be more modest.
Meanwhile, Francis, Bank Negara cut the OPR rate to a record low of 1.75%, suggesting a weaker second half. Do you share their dovish sentiment?
We think that the second quarter of 2020 would probably mark the bottom of the Malaysia's GDP as we bear the full brunt of the MCO. If you look at some of the indicators, we are seeing some signs of recovery. Just take, for example, the manufacturing PMI numbers. So these are like manufacturing indicators. The reading in June is quite a lot stronger compared to what we saw in April. So there are some indications that we should see the bottom in second quarter of 2020. I mean, the other indicator is that just look at the traffic volume on the road. I think we are seeing some pickup in economic activity.
So in light of that, what is UOB's strategic asset allocation, Francis? Which asset class are you currently overweight at the moment and why?
We are overweight the fixed income asset class. We think that from a risk return standpoint, it's quite favourable. And we are in a low interest rate environment, so this tends to be generally supportive of fixed income investments. We are more neutral on equities simply because we have seen quite a sharp recovery over the last couple of months in equity markets.
Okay, talking of equities, what strategy, Francis, do you advocate and what sectors are the top picks? Similarly, what would you avoid?
We think that a stock picking strategy works in this kind of market. The sectors that we are more positive on are things like utilities, healthcare, and technology. Sectors that we'll be a bit more cautious on include things like property and airlines.
But what could derail your strategy?
Billion-dollar question. We think that upside risk would be if investors were to underestimate the strength of this liquidity-driven rally. So that is one potential upside for the market. I think on the downside, we think that if COVID-19 worsens and there are subsequent waves of infections, that will be quite disruptive to economic activity as well as financial markets.
Thank you for your time, Francis. And that was Francis Ng, Chief Investment Officer at UOB Asset Management. Basically, stock picking, right, Chuang? It's down to that.
Yeah, and I thought he was interested. It was interesting what he said about fixed income being more his preference than equities, which is neutral on.
Because it's done so well. That's the point, right?
Yeah.
It's gone up a lot.
Yeah, so hold on equities and don't go anymore. But I was wondering which fixed income, though. I think that's the key thing, and credit quality is another big issue, right?
Yeah, although I think most of the rating agencies don't expect defaults, but downgrades are definitely going to happen because cash flow, right, is going to be impacted. Even last year, I think Mark already downgraded 8 of the issuances that they are monitoring, but more might come. But in the meantime, looking at what he recommends, it's generally very defensive sector. So it's utilities, healthcare, and of course now the very sexy tech, which everybody likes.
Yeah, again, I mean, I would caution, though, not to say I'm an analyst, you know, but tech is typically cyclical, right? So we don't have the producers here. We don't have the boffins here. We've got the end stage guys, right? The testers, you know, the downstream guys.
The chip makers.
The chip makers.
Not even the whole chip, part of the chip.
Part of the chip. So, you know, it's not exactly high tech, but, you know, we try our best. You know, we'll get there eventually.
And the sectors he avoids, one of which is aviation, which is timely because this morning, yesterday, there was news that AirAsia Group wants to shore up its liquidity to ensure sufficient cash flows. And apparently, they've received support from certain financial institutes for its funding request of more than $1 billion. And Group CEO Tan Sri Tony Fernandez came out to say that a certain portion will be eligible for the government guarantee loan under the Dana Jamin Prihatin Guarantee Scheme. And actually, he was on BFM yesterday evening on the evening show. So you can listen to that. The podcast title is AirAsia Aims to Raise $1 billion in Capital. And he's going to talk about travel bubbles, the sustainability of AirAsia, and maybe how they're going to pivot in this new normal.
Well, the other thing also of note is the fact that AirAsia, the bottom fishers are out, right? Because about a week ago, AirAsia went from 90 cents to 70 cents. And then after that, it just went up back down to 76 cents. Part of the reason is because the Khazanah chairman was spoken to and asked about a possible merger between AirAsia and Malaysia Airlines, to which he replied, never say never.
That's really corporate life for you. But that's all the corporate news that we have for you this morning. We're heading into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, the property show with Simbi Boon. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.